Hey, adventurers, are you ready for another deep dive?
I am definitely ready.
Today we're going on a kite-tastic adventure with a story called The Lost Kite.
Ooh, I love stories about kites.
And me too. And this one is all about two sisters, Lilo and Jane, and their brand new kite.
So, are we talking about a plain old kite or something super
Oh
special?
no, it's not plain at all. They decorated it with tons of stickers, shiny stars, and sparkly hearts, even colorful butterflies.
Wow, that sounds amazing. They really put their hearts into making it their own.
Exactly. And they couldn't wait to see it flying high in the sky, so they headed to a big open field.
The perfect spot for some kite flying fun.
Right. Lilo held the string tight, and the kite started to climb higher and higher.
Can you imagine the feeling, the wind tugging the kite, watching it dance and twirl?
I bet it was so exciting. But then suddenly a huge gust of wind came out of nowhere.
Uh-oh. Was this like a friendly wind or a mischievous one?
Maybe a little bit of both. It was strong enough to snatch the kite right out of Lilo's hand.
Oh no, that must have been a heart-stopping moment.
It was. They tried to chase after it, but that kite was on a wild ride. It was spinning and dipping like crazy.
Sounds like the wind was having a blast playing with their kite.
But this playful wind took the kite straight towards the tallest tree in the whole park.
Oh no, not the tall tree. What happened next?
Well, you guessed it. The kite got tangled high up in the branches, stuck.
That's a real problem. So what did Lilo and Jane do? Did they give up?
Not these two. They were brave and decided to try and climb the tree to get their kite back.
Wow, that's brave. But was it safe?
As they got closer, they realized it was way too dangerous. The branches were too thin and far apart.
That was a smart move. Sometimes even the bravest adventurers need to know when to stop for safety.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So there they were, feeling a bit defeated with their kite dangling high above.
Yeah.
But just then, a friendly neighbor named Mr. Parker came strolling by.
Oh, Mr. Parker, I bet he had some words of wisdom or maybe even a helping hand.
You bet. He saw Lilo and Jane looking upset and asked them what was wrong.
I bet Mr. Parker was the kind of neighbor who always knew how to make things better.
He was. After hearing about their kite trouble, Mr. Parker said, I think I have just the thing. Wait right here.
Ooh, a cliffhanger. Now I'm really curious. What did Mr. Parker have up his sleeve?
I guess we'll have to wait until part two to find out.
Oh, I can't wait. This deep dive is getting really exciting. We'll be back in a flash with more of The Lost Kite, so stay tuned. Welcome back, adventurers. It's time to find out how Mr. Parker is going to save the day.
Right, remember their kite is stuck high up in that tall tree. And Mr. Parker went to get something to help.
It's like a puzzle figuring out how to get it down. I bet Mr. Parker is pretty good at solving puzzles.
He is. Well, a few minutes later, he came back with a long, bendy branch. It had a hook on the end.
Ooh, like a giant fishing pole.
Exactly. He usually used it to reach things in his garden, but he thought it might be long enough to reach the kite, too.
That's so smart, using something you already have in a new and creative way.
I know, right? So he gave the stick to Lilo and showed her how to carefully guide the hook towards the kite.
This sounds like it takes some serious skill and patience.
It did. It took a few tries with lots of wiggling and nudging, but finally they snagged the kite string.
Yee! They got it.
They did. They carefully pulled on the string, and slowly the kite started coming down.
What a relief. That kite had quite the adventure.
It did. But you know what's even more amazing? Lilo and Jane never gave up hope.
And they knew when to ask for help. That's a really important lesson.
It is. We can't always solve problems on our own. Sometimes we need a little help from our friends or grown-ups.
Exactly. And Mr. Parker was the perfect person to ask.
Lilo and Jane were so happy to have their kite back. Jane even gave Mr. Parker a big hug.
That's so sweet. It's nice to show our gratitude when someone helps us out.
You know, after all that excitement, you might think Lilo and Jane wouldn't want to fly their kite again.
I bet they were a little bit scared to lose it again, but also maybe even more determined to keep flying it.
You're right. They did want to keep flying it. But this time they decided to be extra careful.
What did they do differently?
Well, they held onto the string super tight. And they talked about maybe tying it to something heavy, just in case.
That's smart thinking. Being prepared can help prevent problems in the future.
Exactly. They even started thinking about different places to fly their kite. Maybe a wide open field with no trees around.
That's a great idea. No trees means no more tangled kites.
And no more scary rescues.
So, what do you think Lilo and Jane learned from their kite adventure?
I think they learned that even when things go wrong, you can always find a way to fix them. And sometimes the best solutions come from working together and using your imagination.
Absolutely. They turned a little bit of trouble into a big learning experience.
And they realized that sometimes asking for help can make all the difference. We're back for the grand finale of our kite adventure. Are you ready to see what Lilo and Jun learned?
I am. I bet they learned some pretty valuable lessons.
They did. Even though they were being super careful flying their kite, they knew it was important to think about what happened and how to prevent it from happening again.
Yeah, like how could they make sure their kite didn't get stuck again?
Exactly.
Mm.
As they walked home, they thought about everything. Losing the kite, asking for help, working together to get it back.
It sounds like they were turning the whole experience into a learning opportunity.
Lilo even said, "Today was like a puzzle. We had to figure out how to get our kite back, and we did it by working together."
That's a great way to think about it. It shows how much they value teamwork.
And Jane said, "Next time, let's try flying our kite in a different spot, maybe somewhere without any tall trees."
Smart thinking, avoiding those tricky trees altogether.
Right. So they learned that it's okay to ask for help when you need it, and that thinking ahead can prevent problems in the future.
They also learned that even when things go wrong, there's always a solution.
Exactly. Like Mr. Parker said, every problem has a solution.
I love that. It's so true. And it's a great reminder for all of us. What do you think is the biggest takeaway from the lost kite?
I think it's that even a simple day of kite flying can turn into a big adventure full of learning and teamwork.
Absolutely. And that no matter what challenges we face, we can always find a way to overcome them with a little creativity and help from our friends.
So the next time you're out on an adventure, remember Lilo and Jane and all the cool things they discovered.
And always remember to have fun, be kind, and never give up. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the lost kite.
We'll see you next time for another exciting adventure.